Hey there, Rainbow Warriors. I'm CJ, host of Beyond the Rainbow, True Crimes of the LGBT. My episodes focus on crimes committed by and against the LGBTQ community. I've covered cases you probably have heard of, such as Matthew Shepard, Brandon Tina, and the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre, as well as some lesser-known cases like the murder of Ray Hainish, the Australian Gay Beat murders, and the suspicious disappearance of Lisa Lynn Stone. I cover cases brought to me by listeners like Penny Brummer, who I believe was wrongfully convicted, taboo cases such as lesbian corrective rape and murder in South Africa, and Pray the Gay Away camps. I discuss gay serial killers, women who pretend to be men to hook up with other women, and trans murders. I'm opinionated and uncensored. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but surely I'm someone's shot at tequila. No matter what your gender or orientation in life might be, please join me as I tackle rainbow crimes in search of unicorn justice. Remember, it's not a crime to be gay, unless you're a murderer.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this room.
I get soft like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we bring you a fairly controversial, but very, very, very important episode. And I don't even think it should be controversial,
should
honestly.
Should we put a disclaimer and be like, look, if you don't want to listen, don't listen?
No, it's important to everybody. I don't think so at all. Okay. That's why we're doing this episode, because if you think it's not important to you, like... You're wrong. So anyway, today we're going to be discussing bodily autonomy and how it affects all of us. Because right now in our country, like, we've been saying a lot of crazy shit, y'all. And like, one of the crazy things has been one of the main crazy things. And it's that we have literal legislation that's targeted against a specific community. So that's gross. Okay. Like, everybody should be able to live their lives. Like, that's gross.
And, you know, I'm trying to figure out where to go from there.
Like,
I'm sorry,
no,
I'm not being quiet for no reason. But the thing is, like, so when the government gets involved with anything that has to, how do I put this into words? When the government gets involved and tells you how to live your life, it's a problem. Okay, was that me?
No, I have no idea. Oh, yeah, when we get really loud, it happens. I guess maybe that's what happened.
So
I don't know.
Should we start over or?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Like, I caught it right away. Like, okay. I was looking at it when it, so, like, they won't know anything happened.
But help, anyway. Amber. I'm so confused on how to word this.
So, like, it is a problem
because you think
it's okay for the government to be all up in your business telling you how you should best live your life, you should talk to some people who lived in places where that was the way things were. And you should see what they say. You know, like, you should just find out what that's like. I don't want to compare America to awful dictatorships, but I have this book that's called Talk of the Devil, and it's about this journalist who managed to, like, talk to Idi Amin and Papa Doc, and he talked to, like, some Polish dictators and some other awful dictators, and life under people that get to tell you how to live your life, it kind of fucking sucks. So if you think that you're not affected, guess what? You live here. You're gonna be affected. No. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes.
In kinder words? Yes.
Not to be vain.
Sorry, I'm getting, like, really heated, and you guys are going to see why.
No, it's okay. Not to be vain, but can we please put an E over that fucking laugh that I just did? Because that shit was embarrassing. Okay. Okay, that was, like, at the opening. Like
right at the beginning. Okay.
Thank you so much. But yes. No, you're absolutely right. So, for example, you know, people are now able to use, I'm trying to, I guess I don't need to be careful when I talk. I don't know, but people can now say, I don't want to serve you because you are a specific type of person.
Right.
Where does the fucking line? Okay. First of all, that's not okay for anyone. Right, that's not okay for anyone at all. But where is the line drawn?
Right. So like specifically right now, it's gender affirming healthcare. But if you look at the words that are used, and you're a pagan person that listens to our show, you are just as affected as a transgender or homosexual individual. Because you know why? It says they can choose to not serve you.
Well, I
you
just
cannot
say-
get medical attention because you wear a pentacle just as easily as if you are a transgender female or male. Like, you think it doesn't affect you. But it does. And I'm not trying to diminish that the fact that the transgender community is what's being targeted in this legislation.
Well, no.
But like, it affects us all in a wider way.
Well, let's really get into it. A lot of trans people, a lot of the community identify as pagan.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, trans atheists, people in our community. You know, trans, but there
we have
are
a
also-
lot of LGBTQ period. Like, yes, there's a huge exactly. overlap in the pagan and LGBTQ communities.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Like, so you are our people just as much as we are your people. You've said before in a previous episode that you are a bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I've always identified as bisexual until, like, I was reading up on things, and technically I'm pansexual, but either which way you go, like, we're members of that community as well, even if we are like, you know, I'm a middle-aged white lady that's married to a white man, and you are not yet a middle-aged white lady who's married to a white man. But, like, we're more than that, too. So, like, we may not always talk about that, but we also always talk about chicks we find hot, so, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, we don't, it's not a secret or
right,
anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And like, we're not trying to like fly that flag and be like, oh, you know, like, but this is important no matter how you identify sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, but on top of that, we are members of this community. We have friends that are members of this community. We have friends in Florida that are members of this community that, mm-hmm. like, that's scary shit right now.
Yeah.
If you live in Florida, if you live in Nebraska or North Dakota or Tennessee or Texas, especially Florida, if you live in Florida, you're really getting targeted. I'm, as a Florida girl, I am shocked. Like, let's talk about that. Like, what about Miami Beach and shit? Like, how did this happen, America? Actually, seriously, though, I didn't even until this very moment, like, how did this happen?
Well, because you gotta understand that
how did
fucking,
you let this happen?
This is not a Christian nation.
No, it's not.
It's not a Christian
You guys
nation.
Call yourselves.
You think that, you know, people like to
it's
act
disgusting.
Like, people like to act like that we are. We're not.
No, we're not.
We're not. Okay. No. As a matter of fact,
no, we're a fake Christian nation. We're a fake Christian nation. You got golden gods everywhere.
We shouldn't be because, like, we shouldn't be anything of the sort. Separation between state and fucking church. And I just want to say this as well. The New Age religion, where it's really the old religion, but the New Age religion is on the rise. We are on the fucking rise, especially in the United States. But
you
and
know,
that scares
them.
People.
Yep.
That scares them,
and
which
that's
is where
what
these legislations
all of this
come
shit
from.
Is about.
Yep.
Exactly. It's all about scared. They're scared and they want control. And it's not even about me and you. Yeah. It's not even about all of our friends in those communities. It's about their own families and their own children. They want to control. They don't want to have to deal with that problem. I'm sorry. This is an epiphany that I came to during my research for this episode. Mm-hmm. Because somebody like this brave ass Louisville, Kentucky woman in a Louisville room that where they were talking about some house bill that was being passed and it was anti-trans, and she was standing up because she a lot of her constituents are part of that community, and she was speaking up for them, and she was saying, like, you know, you don't care about this because it's our children, it's not your children. And I realized, no, they do care, because they want to control what their kids can fucking do from the get-go. So if it's not even legally an option, they don't have to fucking deal with that shit. If it's not legally an option for them to buy tarot cards, they won't have to deal with that shit. So if you think you're safe, if you think there's a reason for you to stay the fuck out of this, you're not. Okay? Like, I have seen things that talk about the connection between what's going on in America right now and the Holocaust. And they're not fucking wrong. Like, I was telling you on the way over, that place called Transport, which helps move trans individuals from the United States to safe countries. That shouldn't be. We live in America. We shouldn't have to flee America for safety. And it's a lot of our fellow Americans that are making it not a safe place. It's not just the lawmakers, which is sad.
Because, check out our previous episode, they are losing control.
Yeah.
We, the new age, the new religion, whatever you want to fucking call. You know what? I'm going to be that You're bitch. Scared. I'm going to say something.
Do it.
Do you it. Know this what I'm going to say?
I don't know.
Okay, look, I don't think this is what it is, but I'm going to say it because we're already there. The new motherfucking world order. That was not, okay. I don't believe yeah. that's what right. it is, but I know people say that, you know, but seriously, the new age religion is coming up. Go to Books A Million. What do you see when you go into Books A Million? The very front right there. New age meditations, how to take control of your own life physically mm-hmm. and spiritually, and that fucking scares them, because for years they have had control. How have they had control? Through religion. I'm sorry. Yep, no, now I'm good. Going to my thing. Because I have seen TikToks where people go into, like, Books A Million. That's the best example I can think of. Different stores like that. Look at what they're teaching our kids. They want to think that they have all the power. They don't have the power. God has the power. They don't need to learn how to control their life. They need to surrender it to God. No, that's not what you believe. You don't want them to have control of their life. You want them to surrender it to you, to the yep. power that they have, that right. you have.
Because you're the one that's yeah, no, mm-hmm. absolutely. They're fucking 100%. Terrified of losing their power. Mm-hmm. They're terrified of losing control. They're terrified of not being the ones who get to say whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the collective they, that's the Christian they, the fake you know, Christian I want nation to say, that we live in.
I want to say that minorities are the ones that are being seriously targeted, and they are, with the trans community, mm-hmm. As well as with the females, are those who identify as females or women, with the Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
But really, they're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
They're just doing it in different sections, so it looks like one specific, you know what I'm saying?
And they're targeting the poor masses. Oh, absolutely. Check out our last episode.
Hello, like that's said, all of us. We're
that's all of us.
Poor.
We're cogs in their fucking machine, mm-hmm. and they're keeping us fighting. They're keeping us shaken up in that fucking jar and fighting like little ants, because they can do that and it makes their lives easier.
Well, because
then
they're
we're
having...
not fighting them, because they're doing all this dirty shit
because...
while we're fucking busy trying to protect the rights of either ourselves or people we love.
Right.
Because we have friends in the
and
trans
the reality
community.
Is,
we
everybody.
May not be, but we have friends.
Well, and that's the thing. Everybody's rights is being
lives.
Taken away.
Exactly.
But everybody. They're making it out to where it's like, I don't know, I hope I'm making sense. We're only focusing on one thing at a time. We need to focus on the big picture.
Yes, exactly.
We really do. Because, like, okay, so there's these trans laws that are going into effect. And, like, before we move on from that, I'm just going to point out there are some trans laws that are trying to be passed where it's not just drag shows. Mm-hmm. It's you can't dress in a manner that doesn't fit your gender. I'm sorry. This is A, not the 1950s. Women can wear fucking pants. But B, if this was the 90s, I would get hassled by the cops every single fucking day because I only wore clothing out of the men's section. I only wore men's jeans, men's shirts, men's flannels, men's thermals. I only wore that shit because, like, I was not comfortable in women's clothing. Like, I didn't feel comfortable in it. I was a big tomboy, guys. I was a huge tomboy. And for the 80s and 90s, I was kind of overweight. And, you know, like, my sister made fun of me a lot and whatever. So, like, I wore baggy clothes. And I wouldn't, like, I couldn't find things in the girls' section that I was comfortable wearing. So I always wore stuff out of the guys' section. And apparently, they're trying to make that not okay. Where's the line drawn? Like, that's not okay.
You but know what also, it sounds like? Language, it sounds like fucking England taking over Scotland.
Right? When because they the kilts. Like, the kilts. Seriously, we have men in this country that wear kilts. Where is the line drawn? If they are in one of these states and they go to a pagan event, for instance, and they wear their fucking kilt and their tartan colors of their clan, are they going to be hassled? You know, so if you think this doesn't involve you, if you think this doesn't affect you, it's bigger than you think. And I'm sorry, but, you know, people have compared it to the Holocaust. And I'm sorry, but every time when I was growing up in the fucking 90s and the Holocaust was brought up, people talked about, like, I can't believe that they let that happen. I can't believe that people just stood aside while all these people lost their rights. But that's kind of what's going on right now.
Well, and it's all... Motherfucker, what was I going to say? I'm so sorry. Oh, the holistic medicine as well. So it's exactly. Not just...
It's not just...
You know, that's probably, like, what, the name of the episode. It's not just... You know what I mean?
Like that.
Like, see, I hope that's okay, because I feel like I said that for the last episode, too. I didn't
know.
No,
that's fine. I don't... No, I like
but
that.
But I do like that, because it's not just...
It's not just. It's not.
They're also policing holistic medicine. I used to own a, well, I mean, I still do, I don't know for how much longer, a occult apothecary, and the platform that I used, I'll just say I used Etsy, is slowly taking down all of my items because you can no longer sell holistic medicine or holistic products. For example, I made salves. I had a rosemary lavender salve. That's what it was, made out of rosemary and lavender.
Yep.
And you rub it on sore muscles, taken down because it's
I'm
holistic.
Waiting because of like your teas and your salve.
All of my teas taken down.
I'm waiting for my mood enhancing oils and sprays to get taken down.
Right. Like, so this platform is just completely getting rid of things like that. How long until Facebook does the same thing? How
but
long?
Like, okay, let's take it back to last episode a little bit. You call it holistic medicine. It's not holistic medicine. It's the original medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they make the medicine that is our natural medicine? Because, like, I'm sure everybody's seen that meme that says there is a plant that heals every problem the human body has. And that is truth. That's not exaggeration. There is a plant for that. Not, there's an app for that. There is a plant for that. There is a plant to cure any fucking thing your human body comes up with naturally. Now, all this fake plastic shit we eat, plants probably can't account for that, except there is a fungus that can eat plastic. So, I don't know. Maybe they can account for that still.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And now for a word from a fellow indie podcaster.
A Nefarious Nightmare is a true crime podcast focusing on lesser-known crimes and crimes against those deemed extra vulnerable.
Every now and then, we cover more well-known crimes due to the fact that it is relevant or even interesting regarding the cases we cover. And the bee is a symbol for all victims as we recognize their strength, resilience, and vulnerability.
So join us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about any podcast platform. Remember, when you mess with the bees,
you get the hive.
But like you say, holistic healthcare. It's healthcare. It's the natural healthcare. It's the original healthcare, but they market it as other.
Well, and they're coming after it because people can't afford insurance. So what are poor people doing? They're looking into healing themselves. Uh-huh. Once again, they're having control over themselves.
Right.
Spiritually, physically. And what does that do? That scares them.
No, it does. It scares them. And here's the other thing. Like, you know how much it scares them? You mostly can't find anything about the efficacy of most holistic healthcare. You can find safety, though, because they'll test the safety so they can tell you it's not safe, but they won't test the efficacy so that they can say, yes, this has been proven, like they will for a pill. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, but that's on purpose. No, like, absolutely. They want to market natural healthcare as something that's other, something that's alternative. It's what came first. It's what Big Pharma is modeled after. A lot of our medicines start as plants. But they want you to think that it's cuckoo to fucking use plant medicine.
Well, and the reality is also, why the fuck do I keep saying that? I am so sorry, guys. I keep repeating
myself. Because the reality is.
The reality fucking is.
Because a lot of people are trying to stick their fucking heads in the sand right now.
Well,
and that's why this is.
Well, and that's what I was getting to is, you know, with these platforms taking down these things, for example, Etsy taking down all my holistic are not necessarily all of, but slowly, slowly taking down all of them. Yes.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a place where you can go and get these things. You're either going to have to learn to grow them yourself, or you're going to have to go to the granny witch down the fucking road.
Well, it's like you can't find tamarind anymore, which is really fucking good for you. But... oh, God damn it. Oh, my God. The thought, I got half of it out of my mouth. And, oh, but, like, half the food you can buy are banned in other countries.
Well, and see, also, it's like...
what's up with that?
You're not going to be able to sell any sort of holistic, like... I'm going to keep using the term holistic medicine. No. It's going to eventually turn into a barter system, and then they're going to try and outlaw that as well. Because, like... They're taking the platforms down to where you can sell, and then they're going to take away the fact that you can sell it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's just like you mentioned the plants. Like, they're already fucking starting with the seeds.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Fuck Monsanto! That's the last episode.
But seriously.
Fuck Monsanto! You're the goddamn motherfucking devil. Sorry, I hate Monsanto so
much. No, it's funny because...
if you're our listener and you don't know that yet...
my mother and father told me about that, and I was like, fucking conspiracy theorists, y'all are batshit crazy. No, it's not a conspiracy, it's true! Like, they're not even...
They changed the fucking seeds in the plants so that the fucking plant can't make its own seeds. And if this plant does make seeds... it's copywritten by Monsanto. They copywrote nature.
Well, and the thing
they
is...
they copywrote nature.
Also, like, if you get peppers...
I hate Monsanto.
If you get peppers from the store, very rarely do they grow again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're selling a sterile vegetable.
Yes.
You know?
No, and it's because either it's been grown by a Monsanto seed, or... it's been altered in some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of your everything is altered before you ever touch it. And they're trying to outlaw you being able to touch it first. Like, seriously, like, during the research for these two episodes, like, I saw this one video, which was obviously wrong. The lady did not fully read, whatever. And she was like, there's not going to be meat on the shelves anymore in 2024. No. In 2024, they're going to start... the plan is to start putting out the meat that was created in a laboratory. And by 2040, that will be the only kind of meat that's available in the grocery store.
See,
because they're trying to phase out meat, which getting rid of big farming is not a bad thing. That said, I personally don't like the idea of eating food grown in a lab.
So I just want to applaud you, Amber, for doing the research on that topic. Because while I think that woman had, I think she came at it with like good intentions. Mm-hmm. It's people like that who don't do the full research that caused the fear mongering.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because it really did freak me out when I saw
and
that.
It gives people like us and this podcast and this podcast episode a bad name. So I'm thankful that you actually did the research and said, hey, okay, maybe this is not actually correct. This is what she's actually trying to say.
Yeah.
Because there are people like that, and then people hear them and they're like, bullshit, she's a conspiracy theorist because she didn't read the full thing. It was kind of ignorant on the law.
Yeah, no. And honestly, like, I had to dig. Like, there was a website that had all the wrong information. Well, it had a lot of wrong information. And what's sad is, well, maybe if I was willing to read through the, like, 50-page PDF that I could get off of, like, the FDA's website or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mostly read the right stuff in, like technology magazines and stuff. But that's where they talk about, like, they're trying to get it out there by 2024. Like, that is in the FDA stuff. I did find that. But, like, I couldn't find anything about, like, the phasing out. And everything that I did read in the technology magazines mm-hmm. said the hope is by 2040, it'll be all meat that was created in a laboratory, which is, like, fucking weird.
I think it's weird too. I think it's another way to calcify our third eye. Check out the past episode.
Yeah, like I talked to my daughter about it, and she like she's against big farming, and so she was like, "Oh, it's so terrible that they wouldn't kill animals."
I am against big farming too.
But at the same time, like, I'm just bothered by like. The stuff that goes in my body was created in a laboratory.
My hope would be that it would encourage people to buy from local farmers.
Right, because that will apparently still be a thing. Like, yeah, that won't be local farming. Yeah, it won't be outlawed from what I read. Like, it won't, like, that's not going away or anything.
But
like
I still
that.
Think it's bad.
Yeah, no.
Because guess what? I guarantee you that lab meat's going to be cheaper.
Right, yeah, no, it's going to be much cheaper. And I get that, but, like, there's something about. Like, even vegetables, if they were grown in a lab when they could be grown outside, I would be, like, weirded out by it. And I probably do eat vegetables that are grown inside instead of outside.
It's weird, you know? Again, like, in our previous episode, unfortunately, society has evolved to the way it is, and you cannot live outside of society unless you go, first of all... It's very difficult. I'm not saying mm-hmm. it's impossible, but at the very least, it's extremely difficult. And people can and will come after you, the government. You have to pay taxes because they suck.
Yeah, yeah. They do not want you to live for free around this place. No. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, God. I tell Maddie all the time I disagree with the way we live, and I really do. Like, I may make my living by driving a car on roads, but I'm very against both of those things, personally. I'm against the way we live, personally. Like, but here's the thing. I should have the bodily autonomy to be able to carry out my beliefs and how I think and feel about things, you know? Like, here's the thing. I, as a person, I don't agree with surgery, like, no go.
You would not do it on yourself, but that doesn't mean that you should prevent other people
from doing it. Like, that's a me thing. That's a me belief. Like, I don't believe in it. If I did, my nose would be way the fuck cuter, guys. Really, it would be cute. It would be cute.
I've been watching a lot of lip filler videos on TikTok, and, I just don't think that I needed it. But I wonder what I would look with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do not. I
think I have pretty full lips. I have pretty full lips. Yeah. Like, my bottom lip, anyway.
Yeah, like, I have shapely lips, but they're not big. Like, my mom was always like, you have the perfect M thing in your lip. And I was like, that's cool.
Like, I feel like my bottom lip right here, it's pretty full.
Well, and my parents both have very thin lips. Mm-hmm. So for my household, I had thick lips. But for the wider world, I do not. My motherfucking husband's bitch ass told me I had thin lips. When your man tells you you have thin lips, it's very offensively. Like, very offensive. Like,
especially, I think I have pretty damn good lips. I'm like.
You have really nice lips. Like,
I don't need
filler.
I like
my lips, but I would not mind them bigger. Like, I would not mind bigger lips.
I feel like if I were to get lip filler, it would be too much.
I've never had a problem with my lips till my husband said I had thin lips. I couldn't unhear that shit. Fuck that man. Damn, yo. But that's not the point of this video.
I know. I'm like, damn. I'm actually impressed.
Right? So, here's the thing. Like, when they take Roe versus Wade away from us, and then they tell us, oh, well, you need to vote your thoughts. And then people vote their thoughts, and we don't get it back. When they start targeting a specific community with language that allows for everybody else to be targeted one by one, when they take away our ability to choose what we put in our bodies, they're going to take away our religious freedoms. Mm-hmm. They are systematically changing our life because they are afraid. And we as a people can't give in to that, guys. And you can't turn and look the other way either because you're very much affected. If you wear a kilt because you're of Scottish heritage, or you wear a kilt because that's what you wear to your pagan gatherings, you're on the table. If you make holistic healthcare items, you're on the table.
Oh, I mean, not to, like, again, bring it up, but, like, they're taking my shop down because it's holistic medicine.
Yeah.
Maybe not all platforms, but this is just the start. It's not just.
Like, I'm our local coordinator for Pagan Pride Project here where we live. And we fought hard to be able to have this gathering publicly.
That makes
without
me wonder,
the
do you
police
think,
being called on us.
Do you think that you have to, like, do a little bit more research in the sense that are people going to be allowed to sell holistic items at this gathering? Like, or do you have to have some, like, you know, I didn't even think about that. Like, cause, you know, people sell, like, homemade holistic items at, like, fairs all the time. Yeah. Is that still allowed? Is that still a thing?
I would, at this point, as far as I know, yes. Like, when I looked up holistic healthcare bans, I did see certain things, like, so mostly, like, with the holistic healthcare bans, mm-hmm. from what I could find, mm-hmm. was that the FDA changed certain things from being listed as...
Sorry, I'm opening up my shop right now to make sure I didn't say anything illegal, but I'm so sure I did not. Because, like, you can't say this does this. You can say it can help with, right. But you can't say this does this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at that.
Well, and okay, so damn it, I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
No, I'm sorry. Like, see,
no, you're fine. From the holistic healthcare standpoint, as far as PPD goes, I am not currently concerned because the FDA just, like, changed what certain things are classified as or some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. They didn't actually ban them, mm-hmm. That I could find. That said, right now it's private companies like Etsy.
Okay. What's going to be next? Where's it going to come from?
Right.
Facebook is privately owned. So are they going to continue to allow? And, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's just social media. It's just online. No, small businesses thrive on social media and online now because of the society that we live in.
Exactly. Because we're encouraged mm-hmm. to stay inside our little hovels.
Exactly.
And not be a part of a wider community.
So
we get together, we actually have power.
So
that's why they're trying to take away our power from ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, when you feel helpless in your life as a person, mm-hmm. you ain't doing shit else. You know what I mean?
And like, you know, it's a really, really big hit when online platforms are not allowing for holistic medicine to be sold. It doesn't seem like a big hit to some people because they're just like, oh, it's just online.
Right.
No, our life is online now. This is the fucking Matrix.
Right. Exactly. Like A, to get a brick and mortar is a lot of money. But B, in certain areas, you can't have a shop where you're going to be able to sustain life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and even just from the 90s, we as a society have evolved to people shopping mostly online, to people, you know what I mean? Like, right. Even from just the little, like, that little time period.
I would say that out-of-town orders are big for some people that live, you know, in certain places. And then being able to buy their items online are big for people in other places. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And not being able to do it online is absolutely very bad for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But even if you take that out, like, from a Pagan Pride Day perspective, I personally would not have people, because to me, that's part of the faith.
Exactly. Oh, I agree completely.
I would never, like, I told my husband this, and he does not like it when I say it, but there are some soapboxes I will go down on in handcuffs, and my religion is one of them. And if it comes down to it, I will fucking go down as a martyr. I will have handcuffs on. I will fight the good fight. Because if I'm afraid to do it, what gives somebody else the courage to? You know what I mean?
We have
to stand up.
I don't hate that, because I know that I'm probably going to be arrested at some point in my life, because everybody is, right? Or are they not? Am I just white trash?
I was I haven't been arrested.
I know. Am I just white trash?
It was marijuana related back when marijuana was not legal.
Fingers crossed. It's not for something stupid like an unpaid parking ticket. I want to tie myself to a tree. Like, I want to tie myself to a tree. I want to be fighting the good fight with my religion, right. You know, like, what I mean? Or my rights.
I
please
will go down,
dude,
for somebody being like, I was like, I dared anybody in HR at my call center to call me out for wearing my pentacles and stuff. I was like, please, God, do it. Please, to all the gods, do it. Say some shit to me. But they absolutely would not, because they damn well knew that I was not going to take my necklace off because you know, I was going to go down like that. And I am willing to go down like that on any fucking occasion. You know why? Because that's the right thing to do for everybody involved. Like, I may wind up with a mar on my record. I may wind up with a couple of bad nights sleeping in jail or something. But the overall picture gets better from my action. Does that make sense? Am I being holier than thou right now?
No, I agree with you. Okay. And it just makes me, like, I'm going to be so upset if I get arrested for fucking, like, getting pulled over for speeding or an unpaid parking ticket or something stupid like that.
Look,
because, like, it is on my
stupid
bucket list.
I would not mind going down. My husband would die. He would be so upset. He'd be like, oh my God, I have to deal with this. I wouldn't mind.
As long as I wouldn't.
Don't get arrested for something stupid. Just, you know, also get arrested for something cool.
Right.
We are not recommending
getting
arrested, guys.
We are not, guys.
I hope you understand the jovial nature of this conversation.
We're,
you know,
talking,
you gotta add brevity,
we're talking
into this
Jane
awful
Fonda
shit.
Arrested, not yeah. like actual arrested. No,
depends on where you live.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, oof.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm over here, like, would I get arrested and wind up in 201 Poplar for my beliefs?
What the fuck is that?
That is where you go if you get arrested in Memphis. And it's no, like, anybody in the Memphis area heard me say 201 Poplar, and they fucking knew. Because that's how, like, you know, that is the address.
Prison?
That's the address of the jail.
Oh, like, it's jail, so yeah. It's not prison. So it's not like Rikers.
No, it's like, it's where you go when you get arrested, not after you go to, like, trial and shit. You know?
I don't want to be arrested.
I don't.
Like,
like, I know what jail's like, and it was a really nice one. I'm not allowed back in that town, and not saying it on the air, but I don't want to get arrested and go to a worse prison. But
I don't
want
to go to prison. I'll go to jail for like 3 days.
I'm willing. There's a difference in wanting and willing, for the record. And I'm just saying, like, I'm willing to do these things, because if you're unwilling, that's how the really, really, really awful shit happens.
I'm not as hardcore as you, though. Like, I will go to jail for the weekend. I don't want to go to prison.
I mean, again,
I'll go to jail for
want
20
and willing.
I'll go to jail for 24 hours. I think that's it.
I am willing to do whatever. I don't want any of it. I don't want any of it. I don't mind whatever. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, but I don't need to be like, I'm a badass in here for whatever.
The DC listeners, like, Amber is willing. Amber will come willing. Maddie, not so much. Like,
no, not exactly. DC listener, let us.
Dude, what the fuck are you not?
And now for a word from a fellow indie podcaster.
Hey there, Rainbow Warriors. I'm CJ, host of Beyond the Rainbow, True Crimes of the LGBT. My episodes focus on crimes committed by and against the LGBTQ community. I've covered cases you probably have heard of, such as Matthew Shepard, Brandon Tina, and the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre, as well as some lesser-known cases like the murder of Ray Hainish, the Australian Gay Beat murders, and the suspicious disappearance of Lisa Lynn Stone. I cover cases brought to me by listeners like Penny Brummer, who I believe was wrongfully convicted, taboo cases such as lesbian corrective rape and murder in South Africa, and Pray the Gay Away camps. I discuss gay serial killers, women who pretend to be men to hook up with other women, and trans murders. I'm opinionated and uncensored. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but surely I'm someone's shot at tequila. No matter what your gender or orientation in life might be, please join me as I tackle rainbow crimes in search of unicorn justice. Remember, it's not a crime to be gay, unless you're a murderer.
I'm sorry, why are you not commenting, DC listener? Why have you not said who you are?
What do you got to hide?
Really? Like, seriously, you know?
My neck cracked like 3 times when I like did that. I don't know if that was an omen for me.
Like, they really do be listening, and they never comment, and they never tell us who they are.
And if you're listening at all, like, over half of the Slavic countries listen to us, so thank you guys. It makes me happy every time I see a new Slavic country pop up.
I did not find my anchor.
I was reading off the list to Corey one night, and he's like, that's got to be all of them, right? And I was like, no, it's not all of them, but it's a lot of
them.
It's a lot of the Slavic countries, so thank you, my people. You make me happy. But, like, okay. So, a good thing. Our federal government isn't as shitty as the states, for the record.
Yeah, for real.
The states are the ones that are making all these bullshit laws. And it's not all of the states. It's a disturbing amount of the states. One thing I did hear, though, our federal government, on our national crisis line of 988, if you didn't know and you're an American, the National Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline is 988, okay? And they have now added option number 3. If you are a trans youth that is being negatively affected by all of the stuff going on in our country and you need some help with it, you can call the National Crisis Line. And so, like, our federal government's taking this shit seriously, but it's the states that are making it unbearable. And that's where it gets really scary to me.
Southern states, like,
but it's not just the southern states. Like, Nebraska, North Dakota, like, I can't remember where Zoe Zephyr was. I want to say she's a North Dakota.
Midwest.
Wait, but like the upper Midwest. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. But like, so Zoe Zephyr, she's a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And because she spoke out against one of the anti-trans bills, and she said something that the guy in charge found offensive, he like banned her from the fucking Senate room.
Wow.
Maybe not Senate. Maybe she's not a senator. Maybe it's the House. So House of whatever. Whatever she's a part of legislatively, mm-hmm. he banned her. She was doing her work out in the fucking hallway at a bench.
Wow, that's so, like, so disrespectful.
It is, because not only did he ban her, he muted, like, all 11,000. She's a trans woman.
Oh, a trans, well, yeah. A woman.
Yeah, she is a woman. Yeah. No, and I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's part of why got banned.
Absolutely.
And she was speaking against anti-trans bill, and she said, you guys will have blood on your hands, which is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got like 11,000 or 8,000 constituents that voted her in. So he muted all of these people because that was their voice to get that message across. And again, this is about fear, because you don't want to hear the outcome of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be in control because you're afraid of what happens if you're not in control. Yeah, these are people you don't care about, so it's easy for you. And it's easy for a lot of people to turn the other way because it doesn't affect them. Except, again, guys,
it's not just.
It's not just. It will affect you. It does affect you. Maybe you don't know it yet, but it affects somebody very dear to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is a huge portion of our country. And again, it's not just the trans things. And not to minimize that at all, because that is huge. And that's, a lot of people are ignoring it because they think it doesn't affect them, but it does affect you. It fucking affects you. The language of it affects you because you will be affected at some point. If you are a pagan individual, you will be affected.
If you think
doctors, yeah.
If you're a holistic health practitioner, you will be affected.
Yeah.
Or if you choose to, yeah.
Yeah.
If you choose to follow the holistic health.
Yeah, like, if you think doctors will decide to not turn you away when they're devoutly Catholic and you walk up in there and you've got your pentacle on or your goddess imagery on and they decide that you're one of them, guess what? You're affected because they have every fucking legal right to do it, and you look the other way because you think it didn't matter to you. Just saying. Like, I'm not trying to be all up on a soapbox, but it feels like a lot of people are going, this doesn't affect me. And maybe it doesn't affect you at this moment, but it's gonna. Because one thing leads to another. And if you think it's just your ability to live your life the way you want and your ability to heal yourself the way you want, you're wrong. They're going to tell you how you can believe. They're going to tell you how you can think. They already tell you what you can fucking watch. And they're just going to keep doing that. They're going to keep minimizing your worldview until you see from the blinders they want you to see from. And you're going to keep thinking it doesn't affect you while a lot of people around you are suffering. And the whole time you're going to be affected, even if you're... blinders keep you from realizing that you're being affected. Like Maddie said, they're taking something away piece by piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. Like, losing the ability to sell holistic healthcare items on Etsy is fucking huge, guys. Do you not think spiritual services are next? They've already attacked spiritual services.
Oh, they've already attacked them. They've already said that they are trying to get them off. And
I took down all of my readings on my Etsy because of that. Like, I don't do any of that stuff anymore because of that. Like, mm-hmm. because they made it too difficult to do that anyway.
Yep.
You know, like, so spiritual services taken away. Holistic healthcare not allowed. When do you think you won't be able to buy tarot cards or oracle cards or angel cards? Maybe you're a Christian witch, so you think you're safe. And again, I'm not trying to be a dick when I speak to you guys this way. Like, we think this is a very important episode because it really does affect all of us. And also, like, damn it, I meant to mention D-Day on our last episode because it goes out on D-Day. I was going to give a shout out to my grandfathers. But we're now in June. This is Pride Month. it's a time to address it, for one. But two, like, it's necessary to address because it affects us all. It's not just. And it's not just. And also, like, I didn't mention this, but, and maybe I did, but, like, do you guys ever look at what they were doing behind the scenes when they got us all riled up and angry about things? Do you ever pay attention? Because you should. Like, when Roe v. Wade happened, something else pretty fucking big happened. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that wasn't reported on, but it was really important to us all. And that happens every fucking time. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
That was what it was. I'm pretty sure.
Was it at the same time as Roe v. Wade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe. Like, all I know is that it's something. Like, there's always something going on behind the scenes when in our faces there's stuff that gets us very upset and very motivated to do something about on a small scale. And it's always a small scale. Do you ever notice that, guys? Mm-hmm. It's always a small scale. They don't ever want us to do anything on the big scale because then a lot of us might get together and we might start talking and we might actually figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And also, I'm just going to shout out, like, do you see how perfectly my nails go with my mug?
I love them. Right. On a random topic.
On a random, like, I mean, you know, as a pansexual woman, I feel like every once in a while, it's my duty to not completely clash. Not really. I was actually just pleasantly surprised that the nail color I picked goes with my mug, like, exactly. Like, every time I picked up my mug today, I was like, shit, that's, like, the exact same color.
It's nice.
Yeah, and I am dumb. I didn't know that, because I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't keep up with a whole lot of stuff, okay? You know, like, I keep up with it when I need to. So anyway, I didn't know what the pan flag looked like, and I assumed...
Is it purple?
The pan flag is yellow and this, like, beautiful cerulean blue and, like, a nice, like, vibrant pink, like, magenta, okay?
Okay, hold on. So what's purple?
I don't know what's just purple.
I think purple's aromantic.
I know the bisexual flag, which is what the color scheme of my nails is, mm-hmm. because I assumed it was going to be similar to the pan flag because I'm an asshole. And because before I realized I was pansexual, I've just always identified as bisexual, uh-huh. which bisexual is an umbrella and pansexual exists under it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, still whatever. I'm still represented with my nails. But the bisexual flag is like baby blue, baby pink, and like a nice light purple.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the pansexual flag is, like, this, like I said, it's, like, beautiful, vibrant, blue, yellow, and magenta.
Oh, I'm sorry. The purple one, the purple and black one is, non-binary.
Okay. Hmm. But, like, so I assume that my nails would be, like, representative.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's, like, it makes me think of the printer colors, guys. Like, does anybody else see that with the pansexual flag? Like, literally, like, the colors for the ink for my printer
are
magenta, yellow, and cerulean. And it's, like, those same colors.
I can't lie. I kind of love the non-binary flag. I thought that was the bisexual one or the pansexual. Mm,
I like
that. I mean, mine's cool. The bisexual one's cool, but, like... I love the non-binary.
Oh, well, that's funny, because, like, the bisexual one I'm used to has lighter colors than the that one.
Like that one?
I mean, it might just be the version that my daughter bought. Like, right. She had it hanging in her room for a long time.
The pansexual one?
No, the bisexual one. And it was, like, baby pink. It was, like, a lighter color pink than that, and mm-hmm. a lighter purple and a lighter blue. Same colors, just, like, lighter shades. Yeah, so anyway, I thought I was going to be representing pants, so I guess I'll have to, next time I'll have her give me pansexual nails, because it's June, and I'm going to be colorful all month, because I need to be colorful. I am your colorful am, and
actually, I've been, like, tomorrow is June.
Well, Tomorrow is June. Oh, this will be going out in
June. Okay. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? It's June. My book's coming out.
Yay. Exciting things. Exactly. Yes. So, yeah.
All right. If you're watching us on,
I was just going to say, like, if we missed anything, there's like a fuck ton, like, but I think we covered the point. If we offended you, I'm sorry. I'm not sure how we offended you, but I apologize if we did. But I just really think it's like really important, like really important.
Oh, it's super important.
Super important.
And it affects everyone because it's not just.
It's not just.
So if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. We're so close to 100 subscribers. It would be really great. Check us out on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot and Twitter at Classiest Witches.
Hello, Victoria and Melissa. Thank you so much for being our patrons. If you want to join Victoria and Melissa on Patreon, getting ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and a bunch of other awesome shit from your favorite witches, check us out at patreon.com/witches talking tarot.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.
Witches, wizards, and regular folk of the Four States area, and by that I mean Southwest Missouri, Southeast Kansas, Northwest Arkansas, and Northeast Oklahoma. Come join us at Joplin, Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day on Saturday, September 9th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Cunningham Park in Joplin, Missouri. We'll have presentations on geomancy, a new session this year, a Norse practitioner presenting on runes, a drum maker presenting on rhythm, and more. We'll have a drum circle and public ritual, as well as vendors galore. So, get ready to come out and support your local pagan community, as well as get all of your Samhain and Yule needs taken care of with our wonderful, wonderful vendors from the Four States area. Get excited, mark your calendars, and we hope to see you there.
Hey, Maddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I was wondering, do you have that candle I love in stock?
The Peppermint Prosperity one?
Oh my god, that one's so good. But no, I was thinking about that other one that I love.
You mean like the Rose Self-Confidence Love Spell one?
Oh, that one smells so good. But no, that the other candle you make that I really love.
Oh, you must mean the Spiritual Healing candle.
Oh my god, yes, it's so pretty.
It is. It's got all those herbs in it. Like, it's all made to promote spiritual healing. We've got lemon and lavender. It smells like a fucking lemon lavender cake.
It does, and it's so pretty, too. I love that candle.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you guys like candles, Maddie makes amazing candles in her shop, Peace, Love, and Tea Leaves.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Amber, where can I find... Okay, listen, where can I find your triple moon stuff? Because, like, I'm obsessed.
Oh, well, I've got... most of my triple moon designs are available on two different sizes of mugs, mm-hmm. as well as a bunch of different... t-shirt colors or hoodies.
I love my mug I got from you, dude. I literally love it. Like, it is the perfect size. What'd you get? Like, it's 15 ounces, I think.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect morning cup, like, for coffee.
I understand.
Plus, it's fucking gorgeous. It's purple, dude.
Oh my god, yes. That one is beautiful. I love the magic potion mug I got from your shop because it's a magic potion that I drink in. It's my favorite.
I love it. I'm so glad. Well, you can find Amber's merch at Amber's Etsy shop.
Yes. So if you guys want to support the hosts that make this show, you can visit our shops and peruse our wares. My stuff is available at www.amberisthecolor42. That is the 42.etsy.com.
And you can find herbal teas and all sorts of things at Peace Love or at www.peacelovetealeaves.etsy.com. Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Nefarious Nightmare is a true crime podcast focusing on lesser-known crimes and crimes against those deemed extra vulnerable.
Every now and then, we cover more well-known crimes due to the fact that it is relevant or even interesting regarding the cases we cover. And the bee is a symbol for all victims as we recognize their strength, resilience, and vulnerability.
So join us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about any podcast platform. Remember, when you mess with the bees,
you get the hive.